Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Fred Hatton, Fred Hatton Jr., Chairman Friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Face the nigga coming into your shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains. Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now? I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all won't listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage.
Sitting in the riddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Seattle putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I Chuck Nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murderer, still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raise, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm a explosive vocalist, make your ear just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn!
Yeah,
hit this shit,
I right? Take a puff and I blow up like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights. Trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock at the dawn. Yes, I'm still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raise, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on. The lady you raise, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born.
Now when it comes to the hippest in hip-hop, I make the lips drop. Knees not buckle and shake. Now who's to make the wrong move? Get dusted, busted, whacking. Cut the mustard, I stick it to you like voodoo. So who do you think you're fooling? Not Rick, but ruling. You couldn't hang with the new. You what? Your goose will get cooked. You what? Look up in the sky. Why? The fly, robin, fly. Giving you whatever suits. You got the size 8 Timberlands to boot ya. Oops, side your head. Hey yo, I'm seeing red like a bull. Baby, I got the pull of a knot. Red fox, cutting out fox me. Because I'm foxy like brown. Break it down now. What? From the end to the start, lyrical murderer. Pump spirit, hearts, I'm tearing parts to pieces. Like Reese's, I freak it. Speak it in tongues, put you on like Benita Applebaum. You can't see me, you're blind to the fact that I'm on deck. Swinging on the wax, striking them out like bats. Hats off, blast off, watch me.
black community. All we know is violence, do the job in silence. Walk the city streets like a rat pack of tyrants. Too many brothers, daily headed for the big pen. Niggas coming out worse off than when they went in. Over the years I've done a lot of growing up. Get drunk, throwing up, cuffed up. Then I said I had enough. There must be another route, way out to money and fame. I changed my name, played a different game. Tired of being trapped in this vicious cycle. If one more cop harasses me, I just might go psycho. And when I get him, I hit him with a bum rush. Only a lunatic would like to see a skull crush. Yo, if you're smart, you really let me go cheap. But keep me cooped up in this ghetto and catch the Uzi. They got me trapped.
Black man down.
They got me trapped. Harassing me, searching me, then asking my identity. Hands up, throw me up against the wall. Didn't do a thing at all. Telling you one day these suckers gotta fall. Cuffed up, throw me on the concrete. Coppers tried to kill me, but they didn't notice what's the wrong streak. Bang, bang, count another casualty. But it's a cop who shot for his brutality. Who do you blame? It's a shame because the man's slain. He got caught in the chains of his own gang. How can I feel guilty after all the things they did to me? Sweated me, hunted me, trapped in my own community. One day I'm gonna bust, blow up on this society. Why did you lie to me? I couldn't find a trace of equality. Work me like a slave while they laid back. Homie, don't play that. It's time to let them suffer the payback. I'm trying to avoid physical contact. I can't hold back. It's time to attack, Jack. They got me trapped.
They can't keep the black man down.
You know they got me trapped.
Nah, they can't keep the black man down.
And somewhere safe to stay, can't use the phone, cause I'm sure something's happening. Did it before, ain't scared to use my gat again. I look back in hindsight, the fight was irrelevant. But now he's the devil's friend, too late to be telling him. He shot first and I'll be damned if I run away. Homie is done away, I should've put my gun away. I wasn't thinking, all I heard was the ridicule. Girlies was laughing, you saying damn homie, dissing you. Fired my weapon, started stepping in the hurricane. I got shot, so I dropped, feeling the burst of pain. Got to my feet, couldn't see nothing but bloody blood. Now I'm a fugitive to be hunted like a murderer. Ran through an alley, still looking for my getaway. Now I say freeze, or you'll be dead today. Trapped in the corner, dark, and I couldn't see the light. Thoughts in my mind was denying and a better life. What do I do? Live my life in a prison cell? I'd rather die than be trapped in the living hell. They got me trapped.
They can't keep the black man down.
They got me trapped.
Nah, they can't keep the black man down.
Trapped.
They can't keep the black man down.
You know they got me trapped.
With some mud, streets wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make every game glow. Black homes, black souls, we need more than black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie's hands, better take them back home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, less me in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free them all and fuck the law, they labor all felons. For nothing, If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speaking to power. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead the stone, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, rap about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed casting because I'm black. And we got in the glow from the seeds to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third I move away, then I roll. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can't let them devils outdo me. Ever in school, man, them teachers try to school me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Target on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it, known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it, no television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And I'ma fuck the flow up. I'ma hop up on the track and fuck the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Then that nigga hitting every note, let it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because for different reasons that I'm too young and I want to live a little bit longer. What you did, you did already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
I see dead people.
Hi. Monster Hunter, beat ho, D-Bow, D-Rat, nigga, he a free throw, man down, call her Amber Lambs, tell him free, bro, Nella nigga, to the cross, he walk around like Tito, what's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton, the industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama, how many ops you really got, I mean it's too many options, I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton, beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe on him. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 that fuck him up. Wop, 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 I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch, ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul, I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches, go. The hardy man's not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there some B-Rest? That's for bitchin'. You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas would get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes. Or over your foe. The other vaginal option. Pussy. Nigga better straighten they posture. Stop famous, I'm a big content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star, quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. These fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne girl while he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him either. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs a subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the pot. Ice, put the wrong label on me. I'ma get them dropped. Ice, sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ice, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ice, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ice, devil is a lie. He is 69. God, ice, freaky ass niggas need to stay their ass inside. Ice, roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zod. Ice, city is back up. It's a must. We outside. Ice. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still double down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real nigga challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Like, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug makes you feel like you a slime in your head. Like, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you not a colleague, you a fucking colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. Here was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your life.
Let me hear you say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho. Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way. Are you my friend? Are we liking? Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way.
Okay, we good? Okay. Right on. Here's up as of this Prince Worship Book. Okay, right on. September 25th, 2024. Welcome to the District Freedom All Radio, a weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs. Y'all bear with us or better yet, cub with us. We're coming in a little late, but we give you a little background who we are. For those first-time listeners, this is a weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs. We don't get a lot of resources. We at our work hours are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We out in the streets continuously organizing, You dig? And we are the last call for alcohol. We are the organization that people reach for at the end, at the exhaust, all of champagne and everything else. They say, who is that battered, bald, and scarred woman who's been serving us nonstop? It's the Black Panther Party Cubs. We are here. We had to do an emergency show yesterday. We had to do an emergency show yesterday, a special broadcast, which was our line was ticket pass. We're going to push the line past 559. Past 559 was in response to the 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time execution that was set for Brother Khalifa, Marcellus Williams, in which the state, state in general, the state of Missouri in particular, moved forward the execution of the Khalifa. With the results of all remedies for the Supreme Court, it should, the record should reflect, I think three justices on the Supreme Court, they didn't go with it. They didn't support the move forward with it. I got to make sure we get those names for the record, you know, set for the record, put it up. And even the family of who the case with Khalifa had, they was even for as far as said they didn't push for it. They didn't want the death penalty. We have to politicize this. We politicize so many. We attempt to politicize all contradictions. That's the dynamic of the history of lynching, the politics of the death penalty to correlate to that of the lynching, the history with that. Some people say, well, I have, some people say they want to go into the details of the case, but this should be such a sensitive issue that it should touch, in particular, the black community. There are certain words and certain terms that hit you that should, like, strike you. Like, it's kind of like, you're sitting in a location and restaurant, what have you, and you know, a white person walks in, you know, refers to a black person as boy, you know what I'm saying, and that should strike you. So you'll be taking into account the history of that word, history relation with this country. We have a relationship. That's how I talk to him, but there are certain dynamics that should strike. And again, the death penalty, the history. And some people say, well, you know, white people were hung too, and that's true in regards to some case with the horse, stealing the horse, and so on and so forth. But in particular, the history of this country, that of lynching, is something. That caused for the song of the late great Billie Holiday, when she talked about strange fruit. You know, that was a common practice, you know what I'm saying, throughout the South, and still to this day, which we're going to talk about also during this episode. Javon, if I get his name correct, I'm moving so fast. A lot like Javon McGee, who was from South Carolina, initially out of Bellwood or Aurora, and the sheriff or the attorney general, the sheriff of South Carolina, I may stand to be corrected, was saying this young brother, there was a rope found on his neck. He wasn't hung. It wasn't a lynching. So the insanity that, you know, seem to say that, but we're gonna touch on that about the mobilization. Hope his family calls in today also. There's a mobilization set to be this Sunday, I believe. And this Sunday, and I think they're going to end up convening at the Chairman Fred Hampton Aquatic Center by the sculpture. And that's a significant place. We just came to the Rainbow Coalition with the Trail of Truth, the indigenous, not the Indians, the indigenous community. We rode the horseback. We ended up right there. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the proclamation from the city of Chicago with Chairman Fred Hampton Way. We got a few more cases, a few more discussions we'll talk about. But I want to get right into it. Javon, forgive me, I'm moving to, his mother, I believe, is going to come and give us updates about his case and what happened to him and what she's calling on in regards to support and how she's been dealing with that. I heard this family in general doing his case. Forgive me, keep the last name. I mean, again, I don't think I want to, I'm a Panther Cub, or I'm trying to be an octopus, trying to be eight places at one time. With that being said, y'all get locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio in the spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. 929-477-3785 and press 1. There's another call in, but I think I want you to go to the 929 number, 708-223-8953. But let's go to 929-477-3785 and then press 1. We got I'm throwing this announcement out there, a People's Service announcement, a PSA. That's Thursday, tomorrow, 4 o'clock p.m., we'll be at the Hampton House. There's a photo shoot from the Guardian newspaper. They'll be doing that. So with that said, again, y'all, let's get locked and loaded. You know what I'm saying? Get your pens and papers ready. Take notes on those who are more technology advanced. You have your iPads or what have you. We need you to tweet some information out. We need you to hashtag some information out, some dates. You know what I'm saying? And spread the word. You know what I'm saying? Keep your heads up, eyes open, your fist clenched. Let's get ready to ride, y'all. Free them all. We have any callers in queue? Excuse me. The comrade, you have any callers in queue? Callers, you must, you got to press 1. Oh, damn, I'm still on.
Free him out, Chairman. We're here. No callers in queue. Callers in queue, press 1 to speak.
Callers, if you have called in 929, you got to press 1. Press 1 so we can bring you in queue. 929-477-3785 and press 1.
Okay, Chairman, we've got a couple callers. Let me bring them in.
Okay, right on, right on. All right, locked and loaded, y'all. We on Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube. Subscribe, Chairman Fred Jr. We on Facebook. I don't know why people ain't tapped in with me on Facebook. They got live. What's going on with that? Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome to Freedom On Radio. Call in queue.
You can hear me okay?
Yes, yes. You loud and clear.
Okay.
Let us know who we're talking to. And we officially welcome to Freedom All Radio. And what's going on?
How you doing? This is Tangela Nelson, the mother of Jovan Nelson.
Well, forgive me, Jovan Nelson. Forgive me, as I was saying earlier, I moved so fast. Welcome, Tangela, to Freedom All Radio. We have an international listening audience. People are tapping in from the streets to Africa, you name it. Bring us up to speed, the background, who you are, and your reason for calling and checking in with us tonight.
Okay, bear with me. My name is Tangela Nelson, and I'm the owner of Sandwich Queen. A lot of people know me as Sandwich Queen. Was doing great, trying to be good in my business and brand my company. And one day I just got hit with sudden tragedy with my son. He was 24 years old, and I was at work cooking at my restaurant. And I got a phone call on April the 9th. And he was asking for help, you know. He didn't sound like he needed me to come fight nobody or nothing. He was just like, Mom, can you come get me? I want to work with you. Like, you know, just basic conversation. And then I tell him, okay, well, when I'm done, let me get these customers out. I'm going to wrap this up and I'm on my way. And the last thing he said to me was, all right, Mom. And he hung up. And so when I got off of work, I immediately went to go see where he was and try to go pick him up and couldn't find him. So I'm asking everybody in the neighborhood, you know, you seen a young man walking around here, you know, because the neighbor said that he ran out of the house like someone was chasing him with no shoes and no socks on. And so they said he was last seen running towards the Cuyahoga River. And so I looked all night, and I went to the police station the same night, and I put in a police report, which they never put the police report in until the next day. And upon my search of looking for him, I discovered that he had approached an officer earlier that day and asked for help. And the officer told him on the Calumet Bridge River, over there by the river, the officer and the bridge attendant is who told me this. He said that him and the officer was on the bridge that earlier that day, and my son came over there and they stopped him. He was trying to get over to the movie scene. They was filming Power, and he was trying to get over on the other side of the bridge or something or talk to them. But he said that he needed help. He was telling him that he need help or whatever, and the officer told him to call 911. And when he ran off and he went to go call 911 twice while he was on that bridge talking to that officer, he also was talking to my son on the phone. My son heard the whole conversation of him talking to that officer. And he wound up, you know, going back into the house, calling the police, and he called twice. No one ever came. And then he wound up running out again. And when he ran out again, that's when the child said that he was last seen going towards the Calumet River. And then I searched for him. Like I said, we searched for 23 days. After the second day of us out there looking for him, I called in the Coast Guard and the Marine unit, and they told me that they didn't have any reason to believe that my son was in that water. And so pure agony. This has been a terrible situation, you know, traumatizing. You know, all I could think about is him being in that water, and then rest assured he come up on May the 1st in the water. And now everything is so quiet. There's no investigation, no nothing. Like, everything is swept up under the rug. And I can't live my life straight.
First and foremost, we want to definitely express our condolences. And I'll just a couple of questions. This is, okay, I know our flyer has April the 9th. This was May. He was, okay, you said May 1st. This was May 1st.
May 1st. They brought him out of the water, out of the Calumet River. He came up on that morning. And after they told me they wasn't going to search for him, they said that he wasn't in that water. And he wound up in that water. He had been in that water the whole time. I couldn't have an open casket. I couldn't identify him. I couldn't do any of those things.
Pace yourself with these questions I'm asking. So there's no rush.
Mm-hmm.
The Calumet River. In regards to Chicago, how far is that from Chicago? Like Chicago, the Calumet Park. Where the Calumet River? Where is
the Calumet Park? The 95th in Ewing over there, over east, the Lakeshore Drive.
Okay, I know we got a Kate, we got a Joliet. That's not connected. Okay, the Joliet River. We had a show a few weeks ago. People in Joliet. There's a lot of bodies found over there. That's not the same body of water, is it? Joliet.
Yeah, it's Lake Michigan.
I actually
know that guy that was found around the same time my son was missing. I think his name was Anthony Long or something like that, something long.
There was a number of people. Mm-hmm. We had the families on here about four weeks ago, I believe, on here. If y'all listening, y'all please, y'all make sure y'all can tap in with us. Okay, so just give us a little background to him again. Place yourself, take your time with us. How old was your son again? How old was Jovan again? How old was he?
Jovan was 24 years old.
24 years old. Okay. He have any children?
No, he didn't have a chance to have any children.
Yeah. And so, okay, and again, his body May 1st this year. And what information have you received from anybody?
That was a huge issue. The autopsy report didn't come back for like 4 months, and I wasn't able to receive any funds, you know, to help me cover the funeral. So I kind of took everything that I had, risking me having to close down my restaurant.
Okay, you were missing in Chicago, correct?
Yes, right. You were missing in Chicago.
You're located in Chicago initially.
Initially I'm located 1811 West Harrison in the West Loop. I just, you know, took a break to deal with these issues, but I'm relocating to Atlanta, Georgia.
And what did the autopsy find? What was the autopsy find?
The autopsy found that it was unknown. So the medical examiner told me that she doesn't believe that he did it to himself, but she doesn't know how he got in the water. But she do know that if there's a gash in his head, and first of all, let's talk about him looking like Emmett Till or this figure where he was unnoticeable. And if you look at the pictures and the flyers out there, he looked exactly, that's how I remember him leaving me, exactly how he looked. And so let's talk about that. That is so traumatizing that they would even do this to me. They said that he had a gash in his head. So it was nine people last seen chasing him towards that water with bats. And when he had got hit in the head, he was still alive. He drowned because he was unconscious. So I feel he was put in that water. The autopsy said, the toxicology report said he didn't have any drugs in his system besides marijuana, but no drugs, no alcohol,
How far is the other body of water? I know I should know this better than I do know of it. Like so all this is Lake Michigan. The Joliet River, how Is that all that's connected, or is there some blockage or something like a dam or anything that blocks from the area, the Joliet River, body of water?
There's not nowhere near Joliet body of water. It might be connected, but not Joliet. What body of water would be near Joliet? This was right there near Indiana, the borderline of Chicago and Indiana. He was actually found in the same spot where he would have went in, where whoever would have put him in, wherever it would have happened, right there. He was found right in that where he would have been put in there anyway. There's no security barriers right there to not let people go over there. You know, anybody could do anything. The police didn't get on the matter. When they got on the matter, they told me that the camera footage had expired and we couldn't see the footage. Like, everything about my son's situation is like this swept up under the rug. There's no camera footage there. I have footage. I have footage of my own, and I seen him. I seen him, like, running down a block. I seen off of someone's Ring camera, you know. I know that he didn't just get in that water by himself. He could swim, but I don't see him. And then the way that the rocks over there where the place was, if I could describe it, it was like rocks with, like, trees, stems hanging out and all type of debris, glass, all type of bottles, stuff like that. He had no shoes on, no socks. So he would have had foot damage. He jumped the gate. You know, there's how
he had no shoes. He had no shoes on when he was running?
He had no shoes on. He ran out of the house like someone was chasing him out of the house.
Okay, hold on, good. Okay, he ran out the house. When he ran out the house, he didn't have any shoes on.
No, he didn't have any shoes on when he ran out of the house. He had just a T-shirt on and some jogger pants, and it was kind of chilly.
Just for those clarity again, you say ran out the house. Now, whose house would be? Okay, you say he ran out the house.
He ran out of his girlfriend's house. He was last seen with her. She left to go to work at 20 minutes later, he come running out saying that something's wrong with him or somebody is bothering him or whatever the case may be. He had some type of episode. I've never seen him act like that in the past, so I don't really know, but I know that my son he was just telling me he didn't feel right. He said, I don't feel right, Mama. I said, okay, here I'm coming. I got to, you know, close this out and I'm on my way. And he just, you know, he didn't feel right. I don't know if he didn't feel right, like physical body, like somebody put something in something and now he's hallucinating or whatever. I don't know, you know. But he ran out like someone was chasing him, like really that someone was chasing him out. Even witnesses say that it looked like somebody was chasing him. He ran out, you know, and he never had that problem. But, you know, the main part I'm upset about is he called 911 and he encountered an officer. And those two measures could have saved him.
Yeah.
They could have stopped him. They could have called another cop. They could have arrested him, whatever. But he'll still be here. And then with the Coast Guard not taking in consideration that everybody is just not making nothing up. If they would have searched that water in the first place, maybe we would have had a decent funeral and he could have had an open casket. So I just really feel like nobody cared. Like him being a human being, nobody really gave a fuck. Excuse my language. But nobody really cared. And if that was someone else's child, then they would care 100%.
Okay, someone just asked was it online? Is this Hammond? No, this isn't Hammond. It's actually Chicago, the borderline between Chicago and Indiana, Calumet Park area. I'm talking about some people on social media they were inquiring if this area as well as Hammond. I was telling them no. But you like the corporation or communication with do we know the elected officials over there in that area? We can call them. Actually, you know what I'm saying? We can put out a call, get some updates from them. And that's one thing. But I would also suggest this was made, but like what type of response is it a rural area?
No.
People live around here.
Yes, this is over east. This is congested with all type of families. Like 95th, I don't know if you ever been over that way, but it's like back there, the end of 95th, somewhere like off of South Chicago and Commercial. And
Houston, Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo. Right there, Buffalo. That right there.
Buffalo?
She lives on 92nd and Buffalo. Right by a nursing home. And the Alderman Chico, I reached out to Alderman Chico and he was the only government official or, you know, representative of the city that came out to really support and to help me. He sent out divers, he sent out drones, he sent out, you know, a lot of different search parties to help me look for him. But other than that, Kevin Collins, KC, the bodyguard, was with me from day one with the search, together search party.
Right on. Okay.
And Shondell from Raw TV Radio, he broadcasted it. He, you know, had me on the air. He made sure that the message got out there. Comedian Corey Bell reached out to the media. Shauna the rapper reached out to the media for me. And, so it was a lot of big people looking out for me and checking on me and consoling me. I got consoled by Eddie Griffin, you know, the comedian, you know. So a lot of people reached out and showed me love during this process, you know. And I just want to say that I appreciate every last one of them, every last one of everyone who donated and helped me and whoever checked on me. But, so traumatizing. And I still haven't found out anything. The girlfriend left with all his things. He wouldn't give me any of his belongings. I have nothing of my son. And she
I know how to probably deal with that question, you know, so I was gonna ask, you know, any communication or information in regards to, you know, saying with the young lady, I know how far to deal with that.
She changed her number on me, and just right after the funeral, she never communicated ever again with me, and then took all of his things from what I'm hearing. You know, she's moved on, and I don't know what his things at, and I just really didn't appreciate that at all. That was, like, really nasty and cruel. I'm already traumatized, and I don't have nothing of my son, nothing.
Does he have a birthday or a significant date coming up soon?
And he just had a birthday. His birthday was November the 4th.
November the 4th, yeah.
He just had May 24th, so I guess November is coming up in a couple months,
yeah,
or whatever.
I'm asking,
November the 4th.
I want to suggest this. Let's build up and put together a flyer so we get just for Javon to go, you know, say hit the community. We need, you know, so you put together like a pictures, whatever, what have you. This way, you know, I'm real big about, you know, telling the significance of various dates and time and all that. You know, politics is like real estate, time and location, all that. So let's try to make commemorate his birthday. Now, you know, going back over again, a canvassing of the community.
You said a canvas? Hello? Are you there?
Primo, I'm back on. Did we lose her also?
Okay. Primo, I think we got her back online. Primo.
Okay. I'm back on. And Facebook, I can't see none of y'all comments. I know people are on, but I don't know what they mess with the chat on live YouTube, and I can't see anyone's name popping up on my Facebook Live. I know y'all on here. I don't know what they're doing here. Is she back on? Sister back on here?
Yes.
Okay. My call dropped or they messed with my phone, whatever. I don't know how far you heard me. I was saying around November 4th for his birthday, let's stop, you know, put together, you know, get some of those forces, the same forces that you mentioned that came up before, hit them online also. You can start on the flyer now. So we got a week for commemorate his birthday. We have a recanvassing of the community. Go touch, you know, saying, go out to touch down with the people. That way we can, you know, saying, and simultaneously keep his name and legacy alive, as well as, you know, saying, go out there, you know, saying, re-hit, you know, saying, for some information in regards to what occurred with him. How that sound to you? All right.
Yeah. That was
so start putting together. Try and get some pictures. Get some pictures. But then get that flyer, get the flyer done together, you know what I'm saying? Then we start mobilizing, we get the contact information on everything on there. We can tell us, the event where he was, the location he was at, where they found him at, we can all end up convening there, you know what I'm saying? Just hit the pavement real hard, you know what I'm saying? And put the word out to the community, any update, any information they can provide in regards to what happened to him, you know what I'm saying? Contact you ASAP.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Stay with us. Stick with us. And I know I've been messing with the Facebook. I know y'all on here. So if any Facebook, if you want to give us any contact information for you in between times, so people can assist, you know what I'm saying, whatever. It may be something that somebody's helping get the flyer together, help getting the word out. Someone on here may already have heard something. So if you want to give out any contact information now, feel free to.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. You got any Facebook or phone, any contact you want to provide or give out?
You could follow me at it's at Sandwich Queen with 2 underscores at the end on IG, or I'm on Facebook as Nelson Tangela. Yeah, those
Nelson
are
Townsend
my...
on Facebook.
Uh-huh. And
IG you what?
At Sandwich Queen with 2 underscores at the end.
At Sandwich Queen, 2 underscores at the end on IG. Nelson Townsend on Facebook. Some of y'all can get this. You contact the sister here. Go ahead. Any other contact information?
Absolutely. We also got a not-for-profit organization that I started in his honor. I'm still working on it, but it's the J.B. Tyree Foundation, and that website is www.jbtyreefoundation.org. I'm looking
Say it one more time. Slow it down. Say it one more time.
Mm-hmm. www.JBTyreeFoundation.org. You can use that website for any donations given, you know, to the situation or to help me find resources or to help me find out what happened to my son or just whatever. But you can use that platform to make donations, and if anyone out there wanna be a sponsor to my organization, like counseling, grief counseling for other mothers that's dealing with this situation or any situation. There's a lot of grieving parents out there. I've been meeting them all, men, women, like everybody grieving, and you don't even know they are. They look just like you, and they walking around here sad. And nobody knows what's wrong, and it's easy for one person to say, "Oh, it'll be okay," or "Are you still crying?" Or "Yes, I am. Yes, yes, that was a part of me. My rib was hurting when he took his last breath, or whatever happened to him. Yes, yes, I even have health issues since then."
You see, the people's pain reflects. The people's pain reflects again. Our deepest condolences to you and your entire family. Keep us updated. We here. Let's tie this in with other campaigns we're working with. Let's put things together for November 4th. The flyer. Get that content. Send those named people to hit them back again, so we don't need them on deck. So you know we should really hit that ground again out there for November 4th. Young Javon, you know what I'm saying? Give us the pictures, the color pictures, the basic fact sheet up on them, you know what I'm saying? Just put the call out, so you know what I'm saying? Keep us posted. Come on back, Freedom on Radio, whatever you feel, any updates, but we definitely have you on before, and wait, you know, a while way before November 4th, so we prepared them. So we have a meetup place somewhere for those in the city of Chicago. Maybe 87 Dan Ryan would have well, but we hit on out there, not because he take off me the area. You hit the ground moving.
And if anybody wants to look up the story, just look up Javon Nelson. You'll see the story. You know, it's all over. It was all over the news. People tried to make strategize and make their own stories up and make documentaries, but the story will be told. I'm working on something right now. I won't talk about it. I hate talking about things because it's just the devil be working, but God is a good God too. So, just the story is, you just Google his name, Javon Nelson, and you'll see what happened there.
Yeah, we live and direct Free Them All Radio. It's been making history, taking history, taking it for y'all. Talking to Tangela Nelson, God's son, Javon Nelson. We'll be keeping y'all updated on this upcoming commemoration and recanvassing around Calumet Park. You know what I'm saying? Ideally, let's make a day of it. You know what I'm saying? Get out there, get the ground moving. Early rise and shine. Check that calendar too. November the 4th falls on. You know, we hit the ground moving. Anything else you want to add, sister?
No. But, man, love on your family. Life is short.
Yes,
answer your phone. Take it off of do not disturb. Love on your people.
Are you right?
That's all I can say.
Yes,
somebody
indeed.
Asking for help. Don't judge them. Mental health is real out here.
Oh, it's real.
You could
it's
be
real.
Fine. You could be fine all your life, and one day will change. I'm a witness.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. No doubt about it. The People's Pain reflects. Feel free to hang on with us. We encourage you to stay with us online. We're going to be traveling. Can take a couple more updates, a couple more campaigns, case, but feel free to stay with us. And again, y'all, put them in your calendar. Put them in your calendar. On November 4th, we'll come back online with us. Every Wednesday. How do you say in church? God willing, and the creek don't rise. Every Wednesday, Free Them All Radio, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Central Time. Free Them All Radio, live and direct. You know what I'm saying? And we may be broadcasting from the airport. We may be getting calls from Cook County Jail, from Ghana, Africa. Ireland, you know, so you name it, and the spirit of intercommunalism, y'all. That's what it is. Live and direct, Free My Radio. Make history, take history, flip history. So, Todd, we have any more callers in queue?
Grandma
Chairman,
we have another call.
Okay, calling queue 929-477-3785. We making our rounds, y'all. We're talking about Devon Nelson. November 4th. That's his birthday. We're gonna commemorate and recanvas. Okay, welcome, caller.
Good evening, Chairman.
Good evening. Can you hear me? Yes.
I hear you fine. This is yours truly, Pastor BVD, your pastor. Good evening, my brother.
Good evening. Welcome, Pastor Dave.
Let me say this. First of all, I want to commend you for the undying love and the support that you show to any and everybody who calls upon you. If anybody should have ever been given an award for humanity, you got it 10 times. I want to jump into the execution and bringing the brother home. I think that with all the work that you do, that this phone line should be ringing continuously with people willing to volunteer their time and money. I say it unapologetically because you don't ask nobody for nothing. You never ask for nothing. You're always there. And at some point in time, we need to start to celebrate Chairman Fred and his efforts, because for somebody who does the body of work that you do, you should never want for nothing. And I mean that.
Thank you, Pastor.
Second of all, that, you know, with all the stuff that all the different organizations and fundraisers and people have and do, and like you always say, so unapologetically, you're the last call for alcohol. Well, that needs to stop. That needs to stop like now. Because why would they seek everybody else and then come to you as the cure-all? You and I have talked a lot of times about how people just exhausted every other means and then they come to you and you like Superman, you know, you just change things. You and I had a conversation the other evening about a sister who was in the theater at the Barrington Hills Theater.
Going to see
the screening of her daughter's movie, better known in the personality world as Auntie. I'm sure she's going to call in tonight. And I just want to piggyback on the fact
that
racism.
You can't put Barrington Hills. That's South Chicago. Put in context. Where is it located?
So Barrington Hills is like in Barrington Hill, Illinois. That's the opulent part of the Caucasian community.
Yeah.
You know, it's predominantly white. I mean, there are a few blacks there, but, you know, it's one of those what they call high-end areas.
Yeah.
And the sister was at the theater watching her daughter's movie on a preview, only to be spat on, the only sister in the whole theater, spat on by some white boys. And the people just...
those who are listening, I got the call. She had to repeat it to me, and you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes people we hear these different terms and words, and sometimes people think it's a slick sound bite, like you just like a slang or something, like, you know, execution or just somebody spat on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like literally, they literally, these white dudes. I'm trying to use the best words I can use. They spit on this. Is correct?
Yes. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And then not only did no one offer to help her, but when the person who works in the theater saw her, and she asked them, you know, did you see the spit? And then he offered her a Kleenex, and that was the extent of it.
Mm.
She had to go outside and make a police report. Nobody from the AMC theater even came to the sister's aid. When she reached out to me, you know, I said, this is unacceptable. Not only is it unacceptable, whether she's a radio personality, just Joe Blow, that kind of stuff should not be tolerated, period. Period. And I know that when we had this brief conversation, that it was appalling not only to you to hear it, but me as a black man to even think about someone being spat on, more or less by some Caucasians.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That ain't cool. That ain't cool at all.
You know, I struggle to put everything in political analysis. And I tell people a lot of times, if I took some of this stuff personally, it'd be hell to tell a capitalist. It'd be hell. So I struggle to put stuff. I mean, some of the things politically, everything from death penalty to the economy, you name it. But there are certain basic dynamics that, you know, so again, that you hear that people, this should trigger certain things. I mean, just in particular, the history of this country, like a certain, like when I open up this evening's program, and I said, you hear certain things, you know, a white person calls someone boy, or, you know what I'm saying, or just even, the, I mean, and I'm putting this in the same context of the death penalty, but that with the history of this country, that something is a blatant fact. There was, I mean, not too long ago, I think a few weeks back, State Attorney Kim Fox, that was a black woman in Cook County, and said the white dude rolled past and threw something out of a cup on her. And I was the base. I said we struggle not just look at stuff that's playing as on a race dynamic. You know what I'm saying? It's more complex than black and white, but there are certain things that are blatant. And this is a climate where, you know what I'm saying, being emboldened more and more. I don't know if it's been emboldened, the more to talk about technology, this of a black woman, you know what I'm saying, and these white boys to spit on her, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And that's the elementary assessment. I'm talking about them, the disrespect, and there's certain things that should cut us, that, you know what I'm saying, as a people. Like I tell people, there's certain things that I was talking to this case yesterday to bring this brother, Earl Good, Mongoose's body back. And one of the brothers, he's been locked up close to 40 years. And one brother said, man, Jim, you know, right on for, you know, helping put this word out. I said, well, it's duty bound. And I think it's the way the prison, the way they look at our people, that your body can be left down there in the prison, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to being brought home to be buried. You know what I'm saying? Like when America, I mean, the political significance of that, America, they go back and get bodies. They don't care about the individual. But they have, when they have sit-downs with Korea, Vietnam, that thing they call Korea, the Forgotten War, they still say stuff like, well, we need to return to those bodies that was over there, the soldiers that was over there. So as a people, we need the AMC, that number, and call it the number to that, where that location is at. I know a lot of times we say, oh, damn, Chairman, you know, you call this in, be at this mobilization, be at this event. And I think most of us get unlimited on our phones now. I think this has going out, so we're going to talk about the phone bill. But there's certain things that as a people, that you may not come to every, you know, to the actual event, so you may not know certain dynamics of our black history or something, but that's just you have to check your post to make sure you're still black. You know what I'm saying? Certain people say, man, go back, and they come in, they put their hand across your mouth and say, he's still breathing. It's certain things that this, like some people are saying, so someone even commented to me, said, I don't know why, I don't know this brother, Tony, who got executed. And they say, you know, it was emotional. Matter of fact, me and Big Jacob Blake was talking earlier, And it should strike you. You should be concerned that, you know, that other communities have been hit by, say, a natural disaster, some storm is going through. It should trigger us. When we hear about, we're going to say it's going to be a storm in New Orleans or something, it should trigger us. It should be something in us that automatically triggers, and we should become concerned. You know what I'm saying? We should, when you hit, when you, I mean, that, you know, you said, this sister was spit on before. It shouldn't. You got to question yourself. If your first thought was, "What happened? What did she do? What did they say?" Check your DNA. Check, you know what I'm saying? Check, do like what they call the lineage check or whatever. See, confirm who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times I see with this struggle, a lot of people say, "Chan, why you be doing this?" And that? I say, "I don't know if I'm gonna make." I'm still so concerned about changing the system as opposed to making sure it don't change me. I want to make sure to be clear who I am. You know, when I was released out of prison, I remember they were taking me out, and I didn't even notice it. The guard said, "Why are you walking like that?" And I had my head all the way up, and then he said, "What you doing?" I said, "Oh damn!" I said, "I wasn't even cognizant of it." I said, "Well, I want you to be clear. I'm walking out of here like I came in here with my head up. You know what I'm saying? I'm being clear of that." And so again, for your own, for talking to everyone, you know what I'm saying? It's certain things you have to do, a test. Like you say, you get up, you know what I'm saying? You say, make sure my leg's still working. You can sit down so long. Let me go take a walk. Let me, or sometimes, your relationship, you got to go out there trying to further get, you know, engaged on no extracurricular activities. But sometimes you got to test. Let me know if I still, I still got it. You know what I'm saying? If I can have a conversation with people, you know, a sister might say the same thing. What? Let's say she's feeling, not she's trying to go out and coat nobody, but it's black people in particular. Let me encourage you. Check how you hear these type of discussions. Told you, say, self, how did that hit you? When did you hear that? How does that strike you? This day and age, because a lot of times you become immune to it. You with the propaganda and TV shows, and whether it be the Jerry Springer shows, they get you immune to certain things. You know, the songs you get called. Be so much and nigga so much, you become immune to it. You know what I'm saying? So, get back and say, well, hold on, let me check my, you know, am I offended with that? A sister was spat on by his wife, boys. You know what I'm saying? I tell people that even in comedy, get real careful with comedy. You know, I tell people, comedy is political. I use this analogy with Jerry Springer, who was doing an interview with William Shatner, and a Star Trek thing, and Jerry Springer said something to the effect that he would say he was talking on the TV, and he said his grandmother was telling him about Nazi Germany, how Führer of Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, and Goebbels, a minister of propaganda, before the gas chambers, they had these movies where they would show, you know, to people being, you know, attacked and killed. It was like a comedy show. And that set the stage, you know what I'm saying, to come on with the gas chambers. And grandma told him, always be careful how people make jokes about your people. So, you hear about this at Barrington, the Barrington Hills, right, correct?
Yeah, AMC Theater.
AMC Theater. We need that call-in number, you know what I'm saying? That struck us. That just should strike, you know what I'm saying? If you don't, ask yourself, self. Why don't they cut me? You know what I'm saying? There's certain things that when people say, they remind yourself, because you let certain things pass, you become immune to it. The spitting and the certain terms, you know what I'm saying? I tell people, I know now even guys call each other bees, you know what I'm saying? I say, man, I've come up, man, you got to be careful. Certain women, won't go up in this zone, no guys, but you want to just to check yourself. If you're cool with it, I'm not a dictator. I'm a servant. I'm a servant of the people. If that's your cup of tea, so be it. You know what I'm saying? So I tell people with this plantation, some people are cool with picking cotton on white folks' asses. I mean, they literally, it doesn't go against the grain with them. However, you know, she let people know, no, I'm cut from the cloth with self-determination. I'm cut from the cloth of, hold on, man, I ain't got to figure out, man, what's the sister name, you know what I'm saying, you know, who did what. It's something that should strike me, you know, and I fear that, you know, I fear that because even physically speaking with your body organs, you know what I'm saying, you get up, you know what I'm saying, you don't, your hands, you don't feel certain things. You let that slide, and next thing you know, so hold on, man. Next thing, my arm, you know, so what's next? You know what I'm saying? You know, so just to even to be able to acknowledge, and especially in a country where race is one, is race the top tool used by capitalism, you know. So, again, guys, we need to call in, though.
And listen, Chairman, also, it was brought to my attention, and I don't, and I'm just putting it out there, that we would also like to acknowledge the passing of the late, great Tina Arrington from Redeeming Life Ministry. You know, Sister Tina was a good sister to me.
We did before, and we're going to do it, we got to again.
Yeah, and, you know, and so she was always concerned about you and the church, you know, and how we could be a catalyst, and even with our free breakfast. So what I would also like to do is, someone reached out to me a couple weeks ago about Thanksgiving, and they was talking about a possibility of donating 1,500 turkeys. I don't know if that was just a commercial call or it was some BS or what, but I would like to do a follow-up with that, and I would like to do something on behalf of the Hampton House in terms of that distribution. I will call and get the particulars to see if that's doable, see just what we need to do to make that happen. And last but not least, again, the honorary chairman Fred Day was awesome. I mean, it was one of a kind. I mean, for the mayor of the city of Chicago to acknowledge, you know, the late great chairman Fred, I think that was just awesome, man. Mm-hmm. And the people came out on horses. The Indian Nation, they came out to support it and show the solidarity in that. That was powerful, my brother. Could nobody pull that off with somebody like you. So, again, you know, I'm honored to always be around you. Thank you for coming to celebrate my birthday with me. But, you know, I'm always a phone call away.
No doubt.
You know, I would like to say this to all the listeners. There is a cash app for the Hampton House.
Yes.
There is a cash app for the Hampton House. And as much as we love the history and the historical events associated with it, the Hampton House got bills to pay just like everybody else. So if you could buy clothes, you could buy Ciroc, you could bolt a step a set, then you should put at least $100 a month away. $25 a week ain't hurt nobody. People, you know, I mean, that's change. Some people could do $100, some could do $1,000. But I would encourage you tonight, before this show goes off the air, that you announce your cash app. And I will be putting my first 100. Can I get 10 more listeners before we disconnect this line? So let's raise $1,000 tonight. That's we can do it. It's only 30 minutes. We can raise $10,000, but I would like before the show ends tonight that we would raise $1,000, and I will be submitting my first 100.
Respect and right on, Pastor David. Again, Revolutionary Appreciation, that cash. And yeah, thank you. I will forget to push it. And like you said, it's ironic you said that. You know, we got bills to pay. We got stuff to do, no doubt about it. They have to announce this ongoing work that's needed. Cash app, dollar sign, save the Hampton House. And again, I'll be running on E. You know what I'm saying? We'll be in that, you know what I'm saying, moving. And I appreciate you for acknowledging and pushing that. Thank you. So, again, I want to reiterate, I concur. I agree. You know, so whatever support people, you know what I'm saying? You know, we need some tangible resources, some tangible support, y'all. There's dollars, cash app, dollar sign, save the Hampton House. You can go to PayPal, Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. But yeah, we whatever support you can. Yeah, definitely. Appreciate, you know, that. And so I can repost that, too. I know something going on this Facebook, because there's no comments, no nothing. And so you can't see it. And I know if anything, Facebook is definitely online. So if someone on the live can post that cash out and that PayPal, and it's on respect that they call up the Pastor David, we're going to put out the call for everybody else. additional assistance. So then we need others to speak, to help put the word out for us. Because like I say, in barbershop, the barber ain't going to never cut his own hair. He's going to be in there clipping and cutting, hooking everybody else's hair up, you know what I'm saying? And so sometimes I come in and say, man, grab that check, man. You can't look kind of raggedy on top of the head, you know what I'm saying, and go and cut them up, you know. But definitely, we appreciate that, y'all. We're going to be doing a photo op again tomorrow, Guardian Newspaper at 4 o'clock p.m. at the Hampton House. Also, Pastor Arrington, yes, Chairman Fred said, everyone should be able to commit a revolutionary act in their life. Everybody ain't been a revolutionary, but something in your life. And again, that location, we need to at least convene free breakfast program over there. You know what I'm saying? So, again, long live Pastor Arrington. We appreciate it. We love her. You know what I'm saying? Long live her legacy. And Pastor Dave, we appreciate you. Yes, indeed. That was a phenomenal
show. Let me just say one other thing. For anybody who is committed to this cause, you might can't do 100, but if I could get at least 50 people to say tonight that we want to just do $50, maybe you can get somebody, you can do your friends, you all can do 50, 100. But before the show gets off the air tonight, I would like to be confirmed that we have raised at least a minimum of $1,000. That could be a great kickoff for the photo session tomorrow. And the continuum, the Bible says a labor's worth is higher. The chairman doesn't ask for nothing. But I think as his pastor and as a mover and a shaker that we need to show him how much we love him and his work to the community, because if he did not speak on your behalf, you would be speechless. Amen, and free them all. You there?
Yeah, I click back in. I'm back on. Yeah, Pastor.
No, I was just saying, I said, you know, the Bible says a laborer's worth is higher. And I said that if 50 people tonight, maybe they don't have 100, but they call somebody and they can partner up, we need to raise a minimum tonight before 8:30. Listen, if the Sister Harris could raise $27 million in 2 hours, hell, I'm insulting. I should be asking for at least $10,000. But I know how people are. You know, I got bills. Hell, I got something too. But if I can, mm-hmm. Support a cause can support me. Amen.
Amen.
Free them all.
Free them all. Again, y'all live and direct here on Free Them All Radio. Instead of making history, taking history, taking history. Again, I respect it. I concur. Cash App Dollar Sign, Save the Hampton House. Who is this? Tyree Collins. Okay, if you're in Chicago, come to the Hampton House tomorrow if you can. So you'd like to talk to, okay, tomorrow at the Hampton House. Are you in Chicago? 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois, 61153. I will be there tomorrow. Let's chop it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. Also, I'll be in Columbus. They're going to be speaking in Columbus, Ohio this weekend. But tomorrow, I don't know if the brother on the tape is going to touch down with me. Man, catch me in the office, y'all. I'm in the streets, y'all. I have an addiction. I have an addiction called the struggle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys want to say, man, that dude got a habit. He be drinking. We catch him at? Man, catch him at the liquor store.
Yeah.
That dude right there, he be getting out of drugs. Catch him at the dog house. That dude, he likes shooting pool. Catch him in the pool hall. Chairman Fred, man, how can I catch him? Man, catch him in his office. Where? The streets, man. I'm telling you, that man going to be, man, where? Cook County, get cut house, police shot somebody down, out there organizing, you know what I'm saying? Some captain got into it, you know what I'm saying? Trying to mediate something, you know what I'm saying? Straighten it out. That man, and he hooked on this, all this on the people. He going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Man, where you at now? With the Lakota, North Dakota, South Dakota, on what's the reservation now? Where you at? New York, and you know what I'm saying? Where you at now? New Orleans, Night Boy, you know, the people. It's my office, y'all. It's my office. It happens out tomorrow, 4 o'clock p.m., 804 South 17th Avenue, 60153. Again, I just see, okay, so into Terry. I don't know if you're in Chicago. I'm horrible with this IG. I'm still learning as I go. I'm going to say, welcome back home to the young brother, Tay Savage. He's back in the street. I look forward to seeing you, young brother. And December the 4th, y'all, December 4th, International Revolution Day is coming up. Leave y'all on deck. I need y'all to show up at this other event. Matter of fact, I might be, I know she's going to be, so salty with me. She's going to be so salty with me. Dr. Shadon, I got a, are you in Tacoma, Washington? Okay. Okay, okay, you're in Tacoma? Okay, yeah, yeah. I don't know where they get me up there, you know what I'm saying? I don't know get me going that way. But let me see. Peace to you as well. Kenny Green, peace to you as well. Give me a, I hope I get another call in too. I need y'all to come support this event. Is it Saturday? At Crane High School. This is y'all, Dr. Shadon, this is the event. The footworking. Y'all know what the footworking phenomenon, telling us they going to honor Chairman Fred. And this is an event, doing the practice. Hopefully we got somebody on call in queue. Need y'all to come on out and, you know what I'm saying, repost this flyer, everyone. I have a lot of battles with different people saying they want to support this and that. But this sister, Dr. Shadon, is very, shout out her, sister Crystal Garden. That goes to the moves us, the mobilization this past for the proclamation, Chairman Fred included, but also this event that these youngsters, it's a thing that's footworking for those. It's a big phenomenon in Chicago, but I'm sure y'all probably heard about it elsewhere too. Footworking, they do the, it's like stepping is a phenomenon here, you know what I'm saying, y'all too, you know what I'm saying? But stepping is I can figure to make it with them, but it's footwork a little more fast speed, they get down. And they having these youngsters have got and it's sometimes politics conflicts with art because people they won't tell their own story. But this has been very respectful, you know what I'm saying? You know, man, Dr. Shadon talking about, hey, touching bases. Okay, well, this what we're gonna put this out. You know, saying the touching bases with us, so on and so forth. They gonna come this weekend. I think it's Saturday. Hopefully we get somebody in queue that can tell us about this here. How you can get on the list to come in to check the event out. I want y'all to make sure y'all let us support. They supposed to be give me an honorary degree this weekend. I'm trying to get that date changed, but they're on my heels. I'm actually involved. I'm speaking at the footworking event. I ain't doing no footworking. I'm speaking, but again, I need y'all support. Matter of fact, Pastor Dave, I might need your presence there. I might be out, you know what I'm saying? I got some comrades from the Panther Party going to show up for me also, but I want people to know, so I wish I can be, I tell them, I'm a Panther Cub. I ain't no octopus. I wish I could be all these places at one time. But the reality is it can't be us and we can still be represented. With that being said, so comrade, do we have any callers in queue? Y'all make sure y'all press 1 to get in. Press 1 to get in. 929-477-3785 and press 1. Callers. Now, I hope y'all listening. 929-477-3785 and press 1. Let me try to get this sister call in where she's at. Because she's supposed to explain what it yeah, text her now. I need you to call in. Okay, I'm just going to turn it into that. 77.
Yes. Now tell the chairman about this. Okay. This nigga do.
Okay, y'all feel free. Cub being with us, y'all. But again, if you call in, you got to press 1 to be heard. 929-477-3785. We're talking about the case of Javon Nelson. They're going to be mobilizing. They're going to be mobilizing something on November 4th. Community's birthday, and also Patterson community. We're talking about the proclamation of the city of Chicago acknowledging Chairman Fred. How are we going to upend it? You know what I'm saying? We're talking about, we got some more ideas to come with that, y'all. Before December the 4th, this will be the 55th year. The 55th year. So we got to do a big, so we're going to do a big thing for that. Let's start planning for that ASAP. November 28th, Mother Comrade's birthday.
Yes,
we got to work on that, get that together. Because before you know it, it'll be creeping in on us, you know what I'm saying? And speaking of, I had a good time with it at the house Pastor Dave, you know what I'm saying, birthday, you know what I'm saying? And on this battlefield, it's good, you know what I'm saying? As I said, in terms of fellowship, I know I got to get to Oakland, California also soon, too. Our field marshal, Tuhark, and founder of the CRC, that bogus case he was given was just dismissed. So I want to get up there. I know he don't smoke cigars. I mean, I'm going to get him to smoke a cigar with me to celebrate that. As going back to Cali, yes, indeed. So that's again, this event, I think it's Saturday. We on the air, my brother. We are on the air. Meet you back. We on Korea Mario. Yes, indeed. We live and directly. We are on the air. So I'm going to turn this to call in, too. What else we got? That's Saturday. We're going to be re-implementing the free breakfast program. It was going good. It was going good. I want to commend the Nicholas Lee Foundation. I want to commend all the Panther Cubs, all men in the community. We just all good. Look at them pictures. 67 in green, rocking and rolling. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, that free breakfast program, I'm talking, I love, hey, that genius, with us, you know, he hit them hard. He hit them hard with that one. You know, I mean, hey, that move there, we're going to be implementing that. I tell you, I was going to be there. We had a phenomenal showing, the outside movie, show Judas and Black Messiah, the President of the Rainbow Coalition, the Young Lords, Comrade Chairman Paul, it came out the Black Panther Party Club, phenomenal. We moving and grooving. I hope we can, you know, document all these moves, man. I'm saying, again, to set the template. So, you know, so people need those examples of, you know, saying how to keep on moving and grooving, because it's an orphan horse. An orphan horse is the most difficult horse to raise. It's the most difficult horse to raise. You know, you don't know basic stuff how to walk. It ain't been provided for them. We gonna lay out continuous examples. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't leave examples of manhood, womanhood, you know what I'm saying, you'll see these cats, you know what I'm saying, falling in the tracks of the Sir Lucian Grahams and the Clive Davis and the Puffy and the likes. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know, you don't. We want to give them some real models on. You know, and this I'm not speaking for no high morality. Like, you know what I'm saying? But the deal is, there's different cultures, and you know what I'm saying. People from our respective culture, you know what I'm saying, certain things are cool with, you know what I'm saying, that in regards to our communities. We got, you know, we got to make sure we lay it out, you know what I'm saying? Because I tell you, when you colonize, you occupied physically and politically by a foreign entity, you know what I'm saying? And someone that's force-feeding you their language, their food, you know what I'm saying? And it's hard for you to, you're trying to eat it. You know it don't taste right. It don't go along with your body organs, you know, and you're trying to eat it, next thing you know, before you know it, you know what I'm saying, you regurgitate, you taking that shit in, and you pass it down, you know what I'm saying, you serving it, you know what I'm saying, and you're immune to this, not even, and you listen to the atrocities that you say, wait, this ain't us, this not, you know, you can't even distinguish they from us, you know what I'm saying, so you got to have those reminders and say, no, that's not the cloth we cut from, you know what I'm saying, you know, people say, well, I heard they had slaves in Africa, whole different dynamic, believe me, whole different than I'm to my name. Nothing. And like, it used to be a time in our community we can watch the news and certain actions, certain crimes would happen. Oh, they ain't black folks. They, when you start seeing certain crimes happen and you see certain people, you can't tell, extra trouble. You know what I'm saying? See, foreign territory is worse than enemy territory. Foreign territory is worse than enemy territory. It's certain things you say, okay, this messed up, at least I know it. You know what I'm saying? You come in, I had to check myself sometimes. You're on the dog so much, I'm like, I don't smell nothing. I mean, okay, now you gotta step out, so you gotta get away from me. Like, you need to be able to distinguish it. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't distinguish it. Fool, you gotta be. If you start seeing certain dynamics happen in our community, and you look, you can't distinguish. That's not us. You be certain places, you be moving so much, you got to do that smell check. Like, hold on, man, you don't make sure that ain't me. You know what I'm saying? And you got to do that smell check. You somebody called in and said, man, you heard these white boys spit on this sister, and don't flinch and don't nothing strike. You might need to do that smell test. Go back, you go check and say, man, hold on, you know, man, you, man, do I, man, I can't tell sweet potato pie from potato pie. you know, you've been gone too long. You know what I'm saying? It might be a wrap. You know, because after a while, hey man, hey, it's a movie called City of Gods. City of Gods. they take the look out on the stick up. He was green. He was
I'm gonna go
green
get
to
Mosada,
it. And after he done it, they say after the third time, it becomes routine. You know what I'm saying? You be like, well, you know it, so you get it. It becomes routine, y'all. We live on the record premium radio, y'all. Okay, keep us posted. This is at Crane High School. That flyer is on the radio show. Let me know, callers. I need y'all to call in and 929-477-3785 and press 1. I need y'all at this event Saturday. I'm gonna post it. We need people. Look at that. It's there's Dr. Shadon's at Crane High School. Go to her Facebook page. And I'm going to retag and repost it. How can you get information on, you know, say, go to the footworking commemoration, dedication, acknowledgement of Chairman Fred, Dr. Shadon Battle. You know what I'm saying? That's bottom of the flyer. Also, there's another flyer on there, Javon McGee, the young brother who they claim the rope was laying on his neck in South Carolina. This Sunday, I don't have a time, the flyer is on our page for the flyer. They're convening in Hillside, which is right next to Broadview and Bellwood. And I'm really going to end up coming all the way down to the Chamber of Family Sculpture. That information is on there. You know what I'm saying? That information is on the flyer. So that's Sunday. I know time, and we need comrades on deck, you know what I'm saying, Beth and Dress, and I need the people out there. You know, so this is Javon McGee, the young brother they claim. His name is a truck driver. And I'm not clear if he's Bellwood, but he's out in South Carolina with a noose around his neck. So why should we be out? That's Sunday, y'all. They got more for him. We live the record, spirit of history, spirit of making history, taking history, and taking history, y'all. Any other callers in queue? 929-477.
Oh, no callers in queue, Chairman. Callers in queue, press
no callers
one.
In queue? Okay. Yes, indeed. You find them all, free them all. I'll show you right, Conrad. Give me a station break if you can, Conrad. You just call me real quick. What we got on the soundtrack, on the sound black? What we got to play real quick? You know what I'm saying? You missed out. What we got on deck? And the Curtis Mayfield close?
Okay. Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah. We called on Curtis Mayfield real quick. Facebook, I can't see no comments of y'all on there. They got me all the comments blocked.
Good job, right here.
Press 1. We'll be at the Hampton House tomorrow, 4 o'clock p.m., 804. South Sunset Avenue. Photo shoot. The Guardian newspaper. Free them all. We live in the red. Any callers in queue?
Free them all, Chairman. We live.
We live.
No callers in queue.
I just need that Curtis Mayfield, you know what I'm saying? Pick me up for a minute. You know what I'm saying? The Alamo history of Curtis Mayfield. Ooh, you are culturally deprived. You have been deprived. Again, take Curtis Mayfield out. The Americans of you, Curtis Mayfield was bad brother. We say bad, we talk bad in the black way. Yes, indeed. Bad brother, bad in the black way. Got to see how Curtis Mayfield. We're already closing now. I was hoping that we get the call in from the footwork, and they may be at practice. I know they got a practice tomorrow. I'm going to check. After we do this photo shoot, I'm going to check out their practice. Also, you know what I'm saying? So we practice tomorrow it concludes at 9. But let's make sure we put it on our calendar. And if it was December the 4th, let's get that stuff decided early. Cause I know a lot of times we'd be like we ambulance chasing last minute. We try to do so many things, y'all, you know. We want to get some of that stuff situated. We'll get something from Mother Comrade's birthday situated also. I know one thing she wanted to request is when I messed up the other day when I cooked some red snapper fish for her. She said it's her favorite fish and that. So we get some red snapper fish. I commit to cooking it for her. We in that grill too soon at the Hampton House, the catfish. We in that grill soon for the weather break, y'all. And we got to get another cleanup party over there too. Yeah, got to get another cleanup party. And I want somebody to help me cook and commit to doing what they call an Amazon wish list. It brought to my attention that some sort of thing they can do like an Amazon wish list. They, you know, so we'll put like call for a futon and some desk, cabinets, stuff we set up for the office in the Hampton House. So anybody, you know what I'm saying, that can, if you can't hit me, I don't get to read them inboxes like I post on Instagram, but I do on Facebook. But reach out and call, you know what I'm saying, contact us. In the email, faithhamptonhouse@gmail.com, that you can help set that up. We also want to start up an Amazon wish list for some items we want to get at the Hampton House. I know off the top of my head, a futon, some office desk, chairs, you know what I'm saying, want a big black hard table like the Sons Anarchy got in there, like want a black solid table, a few more things. Amazon wish list, so somebody want to set that up for us. Kind of reach out to us, you know, since we can follow up making that happen. We'll get that office door set up. Then we want to move forward downstairs. We're going to get it set up like 1969. So we walk in, you think you're in a time warp or something. You get confused. Yeah. That's who we at, y'all. Free them all radio. Making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. So we hope we have informed you, and not inform you just to inform you sakes. We hope we've enlightened you. We have to be able to take these hits such as what happened at the execution of Khalifa last night, politicized. We're going to take these hits and licks, we're going to politicize them. We did this modern-day lynching that happened on our brother. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make sure we politicize it. In the spirit of a protracted struggle, what that means is ongoing. It's not an overnight thing. We did not get put in the situation overnight. We're not going to get up out of overnight. Also, I think if you check on the Uhuru movement, their website, one count was guilty in St. Petersburg, Florida. Chairman Amari is telling them, you know, so I didn't go to their website and get the updates in regards to the case that they were issued. And I can't remember the exact website, what it is, but they're definitely going to check on that. We intended to get down there, but we did an interview with, about that 2 weeks ago. You know, so you report that show. That's what it is. Clinch pitch salute right back at you. Excuse me, right back at you. That's what it is. It's called Free Malls. Conrad, give me something that can take us on about, take us up out of here. We want to take us up out of here with some dignity. And Brother Goose brought back with some dignity. We'll leave out of here, y'all. And we came up in here with our heads up, with our eyes open, and our fists clenched. It was the call. Free them all. Give us something to roll out on. Thank you.
no longer a child is born. Mother shed tears of joy as baby Christ is lost. My dad is not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting craps on his knee. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the tab, and daddy can't find, and it can't be seen. The family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey. Serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, babe, that my hair's gray. We got to make a change. It's a brand new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
a
day.
A change of mind for the human race.
It's
a new
day.
World order, a brand new day.
It's
a change
a new
of mind for the human race.
Operation in flux, and it's on the way. We just marched a million plus the other day. Look, look, we all witnessed the sweat rolling down Miss Liberty's head. She knows the sleeping giant is no longer sleeping dead. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children freedom's never been free. It's okay to cry, go ahead and cry. Peace is with, but hope and faith be kept. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change
day.
Of mind for the human race.
It's
a new
day.
World order, a brand new day.
It's
a change
day.
Of mind for the human race.
The die has been cast, and there's no need to fear. 'Cause people, the answer to your prayers are here. Sister Mary, don't you weep. Tell mother not to moan. We need the love, and daddy's coming home. There's no need to worry. The times dictate a plan. Mother Earth's given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you're misunderstood, but hold on to your man. 'Cause the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
a change of mind for the human race.
A new
world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
Beware of the lies and false prophecy. We are many with eyes, but don't all really see. You must be merciful, my friend, to obtain the same. So if you break the chains, don't pass the blame. We should say unto all, and I'll say it again, it's not just to win. Shake a hand, make a friend. We who are pure at heart somehow might see there's still light in the world. Come rejoice with me. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
It's
a new world order, a brand new day. A change of mind for the human race.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Lord, a brand new day.